Cool.
So, as I said, so wherever you are, just get yourself comfortable, close your eyes, just look forward to relaxing and just enjoying the experience. As I said, we always start and end the journey with the sound of the Tibetan bow. It's just a nice way to do that, and we'll finish the same way. So before we go into the meditation, we'll just take a few minutes to relax your body and your mind. No rules or regulations, no requirements here. Just listen to the words and try to relax. If you get other thoughts, noises, or distractions, just acknowledge them. Try not to get frustrated and then let them pass. Just refocusing on the task, the meditation, and the journey that we're going on. If at any time in the guided meditation you find other thoughts are entering, it's normal. It's absolutely normal. Do not get frustrated. And you may find that you have periods of being in the journey, and some maybe when you're not. Just enjoy the whole experience and any moments that you can. So, as I said, be comfortable wherever you are. If you're in a chair, sit comfortably, get nice and straight, plant your feet. Just imagine, I need to get comfy for 20 minutes or so. Maybe put your hands resting on your knees or your thighs. As I said, gently close your eyes. Just begin some real gentle breathing exercises. Begin just by breathing in, breathe all the way down. And then as you breathe out, just feel how that feels. And as you breathe in, again, just imagine breathing in good vibes, good feelings, and love. And as you breathe out, just imagine yourself letting go of any stress or any tensions, anything that you might be holding on to. Just let it go. Just breathe it out. And just keep going until you find a nice, easy rhythm of breathing in and out. Something simple, something natural, something comfortable. You should begin to feel yourself just relaxing, taking the edge off it. As I speak, just allow the images to form in your mind in your own time. If you can't, when on the journey, just go your own way, change them or move on. So we're going to start with a body scan, and we're going to look for any areas of tension to release. As I mentioned, each body part, just bring your own awareness to it. Just try to relax it as deeply as you can. There's no need to concentrate intensely on this. Just to feel in or imagine those sensations of relaxation and letting go. So we'll start with your legs. Now your arms. Now your chest. And now your jaw, a place where lots of tension sits. Now your forehead, another place, a favorite for many of us. And now any other areas that might be a stress point just for you in particular, or somewhere where you might be feeling pain. Just turn your own attention to that area and try to relax it. And as we sit, you should be able to notice now. It's calming to just sit and breathe this way. It's natural. And you should be feeling more relaxed. And for the journey ahead, just give yourself permission to enjoy it. And let's go to it. So you're in a room. It's a place you feel comfortable. And as you look around, it's filled with things you know. The pictures on the walls, the furniture, the cushions, and the decor. It's all familiar to you. is decorated with your favorite colors, shades, and materials. And it's a place that you can feel happy and you can be relaxed in. This is your place of escape. It's always got a good feeling. And on the wall, there are a few hooks that contain coats, jackets, scarves, and hats, and other things you might wear to stay warm and comfy when you want to wrap up warm. And there's a window, and as you look out, you see clear blue skies and you feel happy. No need for a coat, a hat, or any gloves. And the idea of some sunshine and being outside makes you happy. And in the corner of the room is a door that leads outside, and you open it, stepping through into an amazing day outside. And you stand there for a moment, just taking in the heat of the day with just a smile. You can feel the sun on your cheeks. And then you decide to head down some stairs. And as your foot touches each step, you feel a little lighter each time. The first step, a feeling of happiness. The second, relaxation. And as you descend one by one, each step is unlocking good feelings, joy, and optimism. Until you reach the bottom, full of anticipation for the journey ahead. And you find yourself in a meadow, lush green grass, pretty yellow flowers peeking through. Along the left of the meadow is a fence, and beyond the fence is a field full of foxes. Some are there with their young. They're all playing in the sun, in the moment. And you stop for a moment to watch them. You're warm and comfortable. The sun's out. You could stay and watch the foxes playing all day, but you continue to walk on, wondering what this beautiful day will bring. As you walk in your mind, you think of nature and the beauty that it gives us. We have to be open to seeing it. And as you walk on until the bottom corner of the meadow, it naturally leads you into a copse. It's tree lined on both sides, but with a pathway through the middle. And you're excited to find out what might be beyond. And as you wander slowly along the path, you're taking in the sounds and the smells of this miniature forest, wondering what else you might see. And after a while, the path widens and the sun is back on you, warming your soul, providing a feeling of energy. You feel like you're being charged. And as you carry on, you exit the copse into another meadow. This one sloping downhill for some way, still green grass, still soft underfoot. But it's sloping down, and you stop to take in the view and see the ocean, beautiful and blue, with birds soaring high in the sky like kites. There's some swirling around, some just being held up by the wind in the sky. Nature's all around us, and it can constantly amaze us. Just for a moment, you imagine being one of those birds, free of any bindings, able to harness the power of the natural world, to soar high in a gorgeous blue sky. And your mind wanders as it takes in the beauty of the view, the sky, the ocean, the lush green meadow. You can just be in this moment. And then you take a good look around, and in one direction is a wooden cabin, but in the other, you can now see what is a huge castle ruin, a beautiful and majestic stone building. It's as pretty as a picture. It looks solid, safe, friendly, and inviting. As you walk towards it, you begin to appreciate the craftsmanship and the time it must have taken to construct such a thing, especially hundreds of years ago. Maybe it was a labor of love. As you get closer, you can see an old wooden drawbridge lowered so you can enter. And as you enter, it's so peaceful. It's beautifully serene. Thick grey walls, cut flowers. And as you wander through, it's a complex maze of rooms, stairs, and towers. In every room, there are cut flowers and love hearts and different messages of love. As you wander through, you stop and you read a few. You're enjoying exploring as you wind your way through a castle so obviously filled with love and good feelings. And you find yourself in a large room. You wonder if it was the banquet hall. You can imagine it back in the day, adorned with beautiful paintings, a huge table, silver plates and cups and cutlery. You can imagine the good times, the great food, and all the smiles. And you continue through into one of the towers. You take the winding stairs upwards, curving around and around until you get to the top. And at the top, you come out again into the sunshine. It's perfect. It's warm. It's beautiful. And you look out over the turrets and you can see it again, the ocean, the lush fields, the cliff tops. The blue seas, as far as you can see. It's a circular tower. And so you begin to walk around it. And then you see a small figure ahead, a child. They turn to face you and they smile. And it's only then you realize it's you as a child. And it's so nice to get the chance to meet your younger self. That smile reminds you of happy, carefree times you had as a child. As you look at yourself, you take in the wonder, the innocence, and the beauty of your younger self. And you take the chance to ask some questions, maybe to share some things that you'd like to say to your younger self. You bend down and you give the child a big hug, and they whisper something in your ear, and then they're gone, and you find yourself once again alone at the top of the tower. And you stand and you look out again over the top of the turrets. And from this side, you can see fields, like a patchwork quilt, some with corn in there, gently waving in the sun. Further round, you can see a river and a few tiny boats. Coming down, and it widens as you follow it down to the edge of the ocean. And as you stand there, you have warm feelings inside. Maybe you told yourself something that was important, but now you decide it's time to head home. You feel grateful to have had this time. And you start the way back down through the tower. At the bottom of the tower, you make your way back through that giant hall. All those parts and flowers. It's such a friendly place. And you head out back across the drawbridge, back into the meadow. The last of the sun is still on you, so you still feel energized as you make your way back. As you get back into the copse, there's those familiar forest smells until you emerge back at the bottom of the hill in the first meadow. You feel positive, and you start the walk back up that meadow, back to where we started our amazing adventure. And you look across the field to see if the foxes are still there, but they also have left for the day. They've gone home, they're safe, and they're probably warm and comfy somewhere. And you start thinking about today's adventure. It's been enlightening, a chance to connect with our own inner child as we find ourselves back at the beginning, at the bottom of the steps. We're looking forward now to returning to the start. As you take each step, you're feeling better for your adventure until you get to the top. And as you enter your room again, you get that feeling of familiarity and happiness. It's like a glow inside. You're happy to be home, better for today's adventure. You feel safe and comfortable. You pick up a cuddly toy and you give it a big squeeze, letting out some of the love that you have inside. Just for a moment, you nurture this sensation of happiness and love. You can feel yourself glowing as it sinks in. And then you sit and you close your eyes. You go back to the breathing, where we started. We're in our special place now. And at any time, we can create special times, visit special people, and do special things. And you listen for the sound of the bell and the end of today's journey. So